Amazon, one of the world's most successful businesses, started out as an online bookseller. But an effort to lure its second corporate headquarters and 50,000 jobs to Pittsburgh has not exactly been an open book. As 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports, activists worry that state and local leaders are promising tax subsidies and other enticements that few have heard about, let alone agreed to.
Pittsburgh's bid to attract Amazon's second headquarters is not the sort of thing you can Google. So as part of a Wednesday morning demonstration at the City County Building, activists at Pittsburgh United went straight to the source, Amazon's digital assistant, Alexa.
Alexa, how much in tax breaks and incentives have you been offered to come to Pittsburgh?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Pittsburgh is one of 20 cities vying for Amazon's second headquarters, and efforts to lure new employers often take place in secret, at least early on. But with billions at stake, the Amazon deal has attracted growing scrutiny once the city applied for the headquarters last fall. Since then, the city has rejected requests for information filed under state open records laws. Mayor Bill Peduto says he doesn't want other regions to know what's in Pittsburgh's plan.
I can understand where there would be a lot of people who would say, well, we want our voice now, but what we would be guaranteeing is that every other city will see our hand. Their voice comes after the proposal has been made in beginning the public process.
Right now, that process includes only a few city, county, and state development officials, and a small circle of civic leaders. Even those who'd have to approve the deal know very little about it. If Amazon does choose Pittsburgh, for example, city council would have to approve any tax incentives. No one on council has been briefed on what those may be, though so far they don't seem upset. Take Councillor Corey O'Connor.
As long as we are giving residents a seat at the table and discussions on what their neighborhoods need, you know, I'm pretty confident that we could accomplish a lot.
Pittsburgh's 9 school board members would also have to approve any incentives that involved school taxes. Those board members are keeping quiet for now. WESA reached out to all 9 members, and the 6 who responded said they knew nothing about the city's bid. None were willing to comment on it. The state is offering its own inducements. Governor Tom Wolf said that package, too, is under wraps. But he said the legislature would have to approve incentives.
There's a real check and balance here. The point is, in the middle of negotiations is not the time to share your proposal with the rest of the world.
Other states have disclosed their incentive packages. New Jersey has publicly pledged $7 billion in incentives, and Maryland's legislature just passed an $8.5 billion package. Pittsburgh activist Brandy Fisher says Mayor Peduto should be more open, too.
He's a proponent of transparency, just as our governor is, and so we're just asking him to do what he already believes in.
As for Amazon,
they're saying yes based on what's offered, and so we need to make sure what is offered is what benefits the people here.
Activists worry that if Amazon does choose Pittsburgh, it would be difficult to say no, even to a bad deal. Peduto disagrees, pointing to a controversial 2000 proposal in which former Mayor Tom Murphy sought to replace local businesses with national chains.
Council voted it down, even though Mayor Murphy fought very hard to make it happen.
Actually, City Council never voted on the so-called Fifth Forbes project. The deal collapsed after its anchor department store, Nordstrom, withdrew.
All the votes were there at City Council for it to proceed.
That's Bernie Lynch, who represented local downtown businesses. But Lynch, who later worked on development for the late Mayor Bob O'Connor, agrees that secrecy is often necessary, at least early in talks with developers.
You know, I think what's difficult for all of us is we weren't invited into the whiteboard when this deal was put together. But I also understand from the government perspective, you have to make guarantees on confidentiality just to be competitive.
Dennis Davin, Governor Wolf's top development official, said this week he isn't sure when Amazon will choose the winner of its competition. That, too, is an element of the deal that remains to be seen. I'm Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.